My dearly beloved in Christ, our gospel for today begins with those words of our Lord, "You cannot serve two masters." And our Lord particularly contrasts the service of God with the seeking for mammon, which means money, wealth, worldly, material things. And how many people become taken up, preoccupied with the pursuit of the things of this world. But we could apply it in other ways, not to serve God or our fallen human nature, to put God first. There are those who become involved in recreation, entertainment, recreational activities, and that becomes an end in itself. It might be also fame and seeking acceptance in the world, etc. So again, the principle, you cannot serve two masters. You'll either give your heart to one or the other. And we should examine ourselves to ask ourselves, is my heart totally devoted to Almighty God? Is He always the first and hold the first place in my life? Well, we know there is at least one person who completely and perfectly gave her heart to Almighty God, and that was the Blessed Virgin Mary. Our Blessed Mother, sinless from the moment of her Immaculate Conception, without any stain of sin throughout her life, was entirely devoted to the service of Almighty God. Her whole concern was doing the holy will of God. Now, we celebrated a few days ago the Feast of the Immaculate Heart of Mary. And when we think about this heart of our Blessed Mother, we think of a furnace of love of God, glowing with love for Almighty God. What an example for us. And when we think about the heart, Our Lady's heart in particular, but our own heart, words of our Lord come to mind. Our Lord said, "Out of the heart, the mouth speaks." Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. We should try to pattern our hearts on that of our Blessed Mother. And if we did, we would not be guilty of some of the words that we say, by which we offend Almighty God. Because again, the words ultimately come from our heart. Now, when our Lord said those words, "Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks," He was admonishing the Pharisees. After He had delivered someone who was possessed, they said, "By the power of Beelzebub, He casts out devils." Meaning, by the power of the devil, He casts out devils, which doesn't even make sense. And our Lord said, "A kingdom divided against itself will not stand." If the devil gives somebody power to cast him out, how will his kingdom stand? That gospel is read, I believe it's the third Sunday of Lent, that a kingdom divided against itself cannot stand. But I want to read the final words of this admonition to the Pharisees when they said He drove out devils by the power of the devil. Our Lord went on to say, "You brood of vipers, how can you speak good things when you are evil? For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. The good man from his good treasure brings forth good things, and the evil man from his evil treasure brings forth evil things. But I tell you that of every idle word men speak, they shall give account on the day of judgment. For by thy words thou wilt be justified, and by thy words thou wilt be condemned." So there's several lessons here contained. Again, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. We can examine our heart. What is my attitude? How do I think? How am I disposed towards my neighbor, towards God, towards anything? Is my heart right in the presence of God? But also our Lord talks about an idle word, that we are going to have to render an account for idle words. And if that be the case, how much more words that are sinful, You remember on another occasion, our Lord, or rather his disciples, were being judged and condemned by the Pharisees because they were eating without washing their hands. And of course, the disciples with our Lord traveled from town to town, and they had to eat when they could, and couldn't always wash their hands before eating. And the Pharisees found fault with that. And our Lord said, "It is not what goes into the mouth that defiles the man, but what comes out of the mouth. Out of the mouth come lies, gossip, blasphemy, cursing, taking God's name in vain, uncharitable speech, etc." We should be more concerned with what comes out. And again, that is determined by the heart. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. Now, I'd like to tie these two thoughts together. The heart, and the heart being right before God, and the words that are spoken. And applying this, of course, or taking as our example, our Blessed Mother, whose heart was entirely given to Almighty God. She certainly did not serve two masters. She gave her heart completely to God, but also her words, consequently, were always pleasing to God. And do you know how many times Our Lady spoke insofar as what is recorded in Scripture? Now, she no doubt spoke many more times. She spoke in the Holy Home of Nazareth to our Lord, to Saint Joseph. She no doubt spoke from time to time to the other women of the town. But how many words of Our Lady are recorded, or how many times is it mentioned in the Gospel that Our Lady spoke? Seven times. Now, seven is a mystical number. It is a number of perfection. We have seven sacraments, seven gifts of the Holy Ghost. The number seven is a sacred number. And Our Lady spoke seven times that are recorded. Twice, she spoke to the angel of the Annunciation. When she said, first, "How shall this be done, since I know not man?" And then second, "May it be done unto me according to thy word." She spoke twice to Elizabeth at the Visitation. The first one, we don't have the words recorded by St. Luke, but he tells us that Elizabeth cried out when Our Lady greeted her and said, "At the sound of your greeting, the babe in my womb leapt for joy." So she spoke to Elizabeth a greeting. And then, after Elizabeth praised her, our Blessed Mother said the Magnificat. So those two times at the Visitation. She spoke to her son twice, or twice that are recorded. One, when he was lost in the temple, and she said, "Son, why hast thou done so to us?" And the second time was at the marriage feast of Cana, when she said, "They have no wine." And then finally she spoke once to the attendants at the marriage feast and said, "Do whatever he tells you." And one of the things you notice in each of these statements of our Blessed Mother, very few words, except for one. And that is when she was praising God. "My soul magnifies the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Savior," etc. The canticle that we call the Magnificat. It's the only time when her speech was extended longer, otherwise very short, to the point. A good example for us. Sometimes we waste words. We speak too much, and then we regret certain things that we said afterwards. Now, in this regard, I would like to read to you a portion of a sermon of Saint Bernardine of Siena. It's beautiful words. We read this every year, we priests in the Divine Office, every year on the Feast of the Immaculate Heart of Mary. And since I read this just a few days ago, I wanted to share it with you, since to me it is so inspiring. "Among pure mortals, who can be conceived of as better than she who was worthy to be the Mother of God, who for 9 months had as a guest in her heart and in her womb God himself? What better measure than the divine love itself, which was burning in the heart of the Virgin as in a furnace? And so from this heart, as from a furnace of divine ardor, the Blessed Virgin brought forth good words. That is, words of the most ardent charity. For as from a vessel full of the richest and best wine, only good wine can be poured, or as from a furnace of intense heat, only a burning fire is emitted, so indeed from the Mother of Christ no word can go forth except of the greatest and most intense divine love and ardor. It is also the mark of a wise woman and matron to speak few words and full, but words that are full, that are effective and full of meaning. And so seven times, as it were, seven words of such wonderful meaning and virtue are read as having been uttered by the most blessed Mother of Christ, that mystically it may be shown that she was full of the sevenfold grace. To the angel twice only did she speak, to Elizabeth also twice, with her son likewise twice, once in the temple and a second time at the marriage feast, and once to the attendants. And on all these occasions, she always said very little, with this one exception, that she spoke at length in the praise of God and in thanksgiving, namely, when she said, "My soul magnifies the Lord." But here she did not speak with man, but with God. Those seven words were spoken in a wonderful degree and under and order, according to the seven courses and acts of love, as if they were seven flames from the furnace of her heart. Now we know that Our Lady at Fatima said, "My son wishes to establish in the world devotion to my Immaculate Heart." We should be devoted to her heart. We should call to mind the great love of God and love for men of the heart of the Blessed Virgin Mary. And we should also reflect upon her words, how few, how carefully phrased, how wise her words were, and imitate her, that we might be devoted entirely to Almighty God, rather not serving two masters, but giving our heart, like she did, to God. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen.